As a financial advisor, I mostly focus on getting people to do all they can do to save more, invest early, stay invested for the long run, and get their wills and trusts in order, and build wealth to meet and exceed their life and retirement goals. But as Americans live longer, I also see a rising number of cases of seniors running out of money while they're in retirement. These seniors may have lived pretty good lives, and they have may responsibly saved for retirement, but they may have watched their savings reservoirs slowly but surely run dry through a combination of wealth mismanagement, maybe unsustainable lifestyles in retirement, exorbitant medical or long-term care expenses, a steady rise in living expenses, and so on. And I've seen this going broke in retirement phenomenon happen to people all across economic backgrounds, including those who lived really well, even had rather successful careers. According to a recent survey from Transamerica, the most frequently reported retirement worry is outliving savings and investments. Across all ages, 44% of the survey's respondents cited this concern, and 41% of all retirees claim the same fear. Additionally, about half of retirees don't think they've built a nest egg that's large enough to last through the retirement, and they're waking up every day with financial worries on their minds, not something I want my listeners to go through. So I want my commentary today to serve as a warning to get you to not do certain things that could make you run out of money in retirement. And some of these points came from Kiplinger.com. The first one is that many people abandon stocks as part of their investments because they're afraid of all of the volatility. And that's one of the first ways that people run out of money, because they stop growing their money during retirement. So if you stick all your money in CDs or bonds, that's not very wise. Now, we know that stocks can be risky and stock portfolios can go through wild swings from time to time. But getting completely out of stocks is a mistake, because without stocks, your portfolio doesn't really get the growth it needs through those 20 to 30 years of retirement. So talk to your financial advisor about upping your stock allocation to at least 20% or more during retirement in order to outpace inflation and help maintain your lifestyle. Now, the other mistake that people make is the reverse. They invest too much in stocks. So it's the flip side to what I just said. That is, when you invest too much in stocks, especially if you're in retirement, you don't have a job or a steady paycheck, you may find yourself that during difficult times of the market, taking income from the portfolio may be a challenge, and that can lead to some serious mistakes. So you don't want to overdo your stock allocation in case there is a mega bear market like the 2007 to 2009 market. So make sure that you use a reasonable allocation. So not too little, not too much, kind of the Goldilocks thing, or as my father used to say, you know, Steve, everything in moderation. And I think it's the same when it goes for your portfolio. Another reason that people may run out of money is that they spend too much. Nearly 46% of all retired households spend more annually in the first 2 years of retirement than they did in the year just before retiring. And that's a big red flag, because not sticking to a budget and spending too much too soon are surefire ways of running into financial trouble a few years down the line. So make sure you curtail your expenses to factor in lost earnings, and watch your spending like an overzealous hawk, especially in those early years of retirement. Also, another reason that people may get into trouble is they rely on a single source of income. Now, it sounds obvious, but multiple income streams are always better than one, especially in retirement. But 61% of all retirees have just one income source, and you guessed it, it's Social Security. And 44% of these retirees fear that Social Security will be reduced or will cease to exist altogether in the future. And I don't think that's going to happen at all, but, you know, people worry. I think the best thing you can say about Social Security is that the payment will be good for the rest of your life and slowly go up with inflation. So you're better off supplementing that Social Security paycheck with a pension, if you're lucky enough to have one, or self-funded retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs, plus interest and dividends from your investments, so you have a more stable and diversified financial base to rely on through your retirement. Another reason that people run out of money is their health deteriorates as they age, and getting proper care can be expensive. Now, there was a 2015 report from the Employee Benefit Research Institute where it stated a 65-year-old man would need to save $124,000 to have a 90% chance of affording his health care expenses in retirement that aren't covered by Medicare or private insurance. So what you want to make sure that you do is that you have Medigap insurance or Medicare Advantage plans and review those options every single year. Also, long-term care can bump up a bill even more, so you may want to look at long-term care insurance. You know, it is controversial because it is very expensive and a lot of people don't end up using it, but you want to take a look at it and see if you can find perhaps some form that fits within your budget. And also, don't forget to consider taxes. You know, when you're retiring, don't forget to factor in taxes when you're looking at your budget, because that can make a very big difference. And it's why so many retirees flock to Florida, Arizona, Alaska, Georgia, Nevada, which are five of the country's most tax-friendly places to retire: Florida, Arizona, Alaska, Georgia, and Nevada. So take a look at the state-by-state guidelines and taxes on retirees. And here's a big one. You continue to bankroll your kids during retirement. You know, if you're financing them and you're trying to finance yourself, so to speak, it could cause huge problems for you down the road. So look, think of it this way. If you run out of money early, it's going to affect them as well. So you need to be reasonable and think of yourself first here and your progeny second, and make sure that you take care of your own house first. So these are some ways that a person can go broke in retirement, and I wanted to relay them to you this week because we don't want to see you making those kind of simple but important mistakes that you can make that can end up with a bad outcome 10, 20, 30 years down the road.